Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And on a community connection on this Wednesday morning, an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Bartlesville Superintendent of Schools, Chuck McCauley. First of all, no school this week. That's the first time, I think, since you have gone to a complete no school Thanksgiving week.
Well, this is the second year, the second time we've done that. We did it last year. Yeah, that's exactly right. There's several in Texas, they do that, you know, and also some places in southeastern Oklahoma have been doing that for years. I think in those areas it's related more to deer hunting.
Growing up in Illinois, I understand and deer hunting, and it starts on a Friday in Illinois, so that first Friday of deer season is a unofficial school holiday.
Right.
The gals may all show up, but the guys are mostly missing. You know?
It's nice. It's been just a two-day school week for us, which is tough, and so hopefully this helps our family have a little more time to travel to get to their destinations.
Well, we'll journey on, the teachers, staff, faculty, bus drivers, all those people, I'm sure, are appreciating having these days off, no matter whether they are busy doing family things or headed out of town, whatever. So that's good. Right. We will also mention a couple of other things while we're at it, but you had a math night earlier this year for the Madison students. How'd that go?
Yeah, actually, it was the first time we have done it. This is something that we're excited. ConocoPhillips, Trudy Credit Union, the Oklahoma Energy Resource Board, along with the OSU Geology Department, worked with us to provide a math and science night for middle school kids, which was on November 1st at Madison's, first time we did it. Teresa Miller is an 8th grade science teacher over there, and she was really the lead person at the school that helped facilitate that. Melissa Lloyd Furness and Karen Lining from ConocoPhillips were real involved. It was pretty exciting. The first time we did it, we had 228 middle school aged kids come.
Wow.
And so they had, ConocoPhillips had some employees come up from Houston and had some breakout sessions. Parents were involved. And so we're really excited about that. We think it's something that we can build on. Matter of fact, they're already planning on it for next year. And it will be open to all area middle schools. We plan to reach out to obviously our homeschool age kids and our private school kids here in town, but also the area, you know, Ramona, Caney Valley, Dewey, you know, those areas too, also be invited.
Well, so I think that's nice that you can be an area resource and supplement some of what the smaller school districts simply may not be able to do.
That's exactly right. And they're able to give away some great prizes as well. And so I think the feedback we received from it was tremendous. And so we're really looking forward to offering that to our kids again next year. So that's something just to put on everyone's calendar. Matter of fact, they're looking at doing that the first Monday in November next year, which is kind of a nice time typically between the fall and the winter sport activity seasons too. We're hoping we can hit that as well.
Well, particularly if we're not having an election that next Tuesday, that would be that'd be good. Anyway, I would, well, since I mentioned elections, I was going to mention this later, but you do have a couple of school board seats that will be up for election and or re-election. The filing period next month, I think it's the 5th, 6th, and 7th, but it's the first Monday, Tuesday in December, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in December, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And then the election would be on or around Valentine's Day, I believe.
That's exactly right, Charlie. You're right on point. We have two seats that will come open, Districts 1 and 7, which are currently held by Randy Heron and Rick Boswell. At our board meeting last week, we went through the annual process to declare those as we'll be having an election. I'm very pleased that Rick and Randy both have already declared at the meeting that they're planning on running again. They've been outstanding board members for us. But if anyone is interested that lives in those districts, they will need to register. Just those dates were correct, December 5th, 6th, or 7th at the Washington County Election Board. And there will be an election, if necessary, there will be an election in February.
Yeah, and of course, I think when I'm talking to candidates particularly, I try to say, sound like you to me, you've been doing a great job, but as a news person, I think the voters always deserve a choice, so it's kind of a mixed bag there.
Sure.
But again, if you think that you would want to run, the schools, I'm sure, have a map, but I know you can check with the election board to see the exact boundaries of those seats. In the schools, you run from a specific area, but you are elected citywide.
That's exactly right. A little different than the city council election in that is true. There is a certain area that you have to live in, and you have to live there for at least 6 months, but registered voters at that address. And you can go online to find out the specific requirements. But it is true. If there is an election, the whole city votes on that those seats, not just if you happen to live in that district.
All right. One of the other things that I know we it was a really neat ceremony to recognize the cross country squads.
Sure.
5 trophies overall. That's
yeah,
great.
We had a Word Spotlight was a lot of fun last week. A couple things, which I'll come back to, the donation from our public school foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But our cross country teams. So proud of them. Our girls have completed, it was a successfully won their 3rd state championship in a row. And our boys won the 1st state championship last year, this year, excuse me. They haven't won one since, I believe it was, we haven't won a boys state championship since the 90s. So very excited about them. They were state runners up last year. And also the boys came home with the state academic state championship. So that their team grade point average is a 3.98.
Wow.
So Charlie, what that equates to is one kid made a B for one semester. So
yeah.
that's pretty impressive. I was fortunate enough to go down and get to see our kids compete down in Edmond. It's a state competition, and it's really a neat experience. Right. The way they do that, Charlie, is they have 7 kids run, and they take the top 5, the fastest 5 scores finish. And our, in fact, our boys had all 5 of their kids finish in the top 20, which is really impressive. So,
yeah.
And along those notes too, Shea Staten last week, mm-hmm. Our senior captain, she signed with the Air Force Academy. She's going to go run. And I think we also have a couple kids currently running at, we've got one at the University of Tulsa and one at Oklahoma State University. And I know senior Henry Williams is exploring his options as well. These are all very strong academic students as
yeah.
well, so trying to find the right fit.
Well, the Eagles wouldn't have chosen her if she wasn't going to be a good fit, so congratulations to Shay. That's great.
Yes,
Let's get back to that $41,000 challenge grant. And I believe they mentioned during the meeting that at least they had a verbal commitment for at least $10,000 of that $41,000, which a verbal commitment is one thing, money in hand is something else, but at least approximately a quarter of the way there already.
That's right. We've been talking with our, since I was named superintendent, in my first 100 days, talking to a lot of folks, and one of those is the Public School Foundation. Justin Krebs is our current foundation president, and our foundation was looking to making sure that they're being open to help to meet the district's needs, not just doing things they've always done, which they are continuing to do those grants. But what I came to them with was, you know, we've made some big improvements in our STEM offerings
mm-hmm.
for kids. Talked about that last month. We talked about that at board meetings to capitalize on that Phillips 66 Innovation Grant. We have 5 new classes at the high school. Our middle school enrollment has doubled.
Mm-hmm.
So 6th to 12th grade, we have doubled the enrollment in our STEM electives. So this year. So what my vision for the future for next year is I want to get those Project Lead the Way courses down to the elementary level. To
mm-hmm.
And so right now, Diane Martinez, who's our elementary director, is working with elementary staff to work on an implementation for that at the elementary level. And when I approached the foundation, I came to them with a plan for them to help us fund this project. And so what they've committed to do is they've committed $41,000 to match for anyone that wants to donate for that process. The funds will go towards materials for the classroom. There's some technology needs and also teacher training. There's quite a bit of teacher training that needs to be done in the
mm-hmm.
summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done at, most of it's done through Oklahoma State University, OU or OSU. We're working right now to try to get their training, bring it here so we can send as many of our teachers to come to that here in Bartlesville without having to leave town. Makes it a little cheaper. So, and there was a press release that's out, and so
mm-hmm.
they're open to, and that's through the Bartlesville Community Foundation. So
I had the Community Foundation folks on last Wednesday. They were
good.
Talking about that, among other things, planned giving to the foundation, but yeah, they were very excited to be able to work with you.
Sure. I think I said President Justin Krebs, actually Chairman Justin Krebs of the foundation. And so
I'm sure he would accept either, but one's correct and one's not.
I think so. He's doing a great job for us. And so he did mention during the board meeting that they had $10,000, I'll call them soft commitments,
mm-hmm.
from some businesses. I think that just means they haven't wrote the check yet, but they plan
yeah.
to, which I know that they will. So we have received a couple of, I think the foundation's already received some phone calls about that and some interest. So
mm-hmm.
we're really hoping to have those funds secured. We're looking to raise those funds hopefully have that donation done by March 1st as we look into the budget process, so our planning for next year, because this is something that we want to get implemented, and it'd be really nice to have those funding secured for planning purposes.
That's nice, and you know, I think if you can get that in by March, which I think was one of the conditions on the challenge grant, but that does give you money in hand regardless of whatever the state does or doesn't do.
That's exactly right. Matter of fact, in some of this training that we're talking about doing, we're looking at some folks from Oklahoma State to come here from these Project Lead the Way classes right after school's out in June. So it just helps us in terms of, it's a process to go through in terms of scheduling this type of the training and getting the teachers committed, you know, because obviously when their contract's out, they need to be set for the summer in terms of what they're planning, what that looks like. So, and obviously with state funding, that's always a question, as everyone knows too. And so that's also, it'd be nice to have that money secured. And this, and clearly, this money would be used specifically for that purpose.
Side comment: during the legislative session, Earl Sears is sitting right where you are every Friday morning, and I can see reading his body language. You're looking at what's on his face, the frustration that he felt this year as far as not being able to do better, particularly with, well, where he came from, you know.
Sure, that's exactly right. Well, that's another thing, and I don't want to get too much of a political discussion, but, you know, obviously our, I think something hot topic is the penny sales tax that failed for education. Mm-hmm. You know, I've yet to talk to anyone that thinks that teachers don't deserve a pay raise.
I don't think that was ever the issue.
I mean, but I completely understand the argument for that. Heard Todd Lamb speak yesterday, Lieutenant Governor, about that. He agreed also, we better. So yeah. I'm confident that they'll come up with a better plan that we can help our teachers.
I think something will come before the people if the legislature doesn't have the resources to get it done. Fairly confident on that. Just what I heard, and I'm not sure that I've got any better sources than you were. Again, the pay raise was never the issue. It was it was the mechanics. It was some of the
that happens. But I always remind them also that our local community, you know, we supported our local bond issue. Our community supports our schools.
Yeah.
I really feel like just statewide, this was an issue. They just didn't support the sales tax, but they do support a teacher pay raise. So hopefully they will get that fixed, and we'll have that in place for next year.
Exactly. We'll take a break, and we will continue our time with Superintendent Chuck McCauley in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing a community connection this morning, talking with Bartlesville Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley, and one of the things that I try to cover, and this is probably a good time to do it, is as we look closer to the winter season when, I'm sorry, we have that white stuff that falls from the ground, or maybe it falls as clear liquid and then freezes here, which is probably a bigger problem for your buses. Inclement weather, you do have an app, but I know a lot of people want to turn on the radio and get it first thing, and we've always got a good relationship that says, sure, you know, when you're canceling, we're among the first places you call. So that's
sure
great.
That's exactly right. Bartlesville Radio is one of the first. That's a great place to check that. Also, we do have a mass notification system that we'll send out, and it's amazing. It amazes me how quickly, as one that's been on the side of the phone to talk about, okay, guys, we're not going to have school, how quickly that information can get out. So
yeah.
Hopefully, we're hopeful that, it's interesting that weather seems to be coming later and later, if it comes at all. So we'll just have to see how it goes this year.
And at least one of the meteorologists that I saw last week on television was actually going out on a limb and saying, okay, in this two-week period, you can expect some precip, and then in this week, two-week period, you can expect some, and then the rest of it is going to be warmer or whatever, you know,
sure,
that they're getting those models that well refined this early. It's interesting.
Sure.
Speaking of that, though, year-round you need volunteers.
Sure.
And I know that testing times, a particular need for volunteer, but Monday night I heard one of the SIP, school improvement site, people talking about that, you know, they need people every day.
Sure. And matter of fact, on the front page of the Examiner a week ago, the Bartlesville Education Promise, who does a great job, they do great volunteer work for us and raise funds for to help us for our needs. There's an article on the front page of the Examiner talking about volunteers needed. Mm-hmm. There's information on our website because there's a wide variety of opportunities of folks, because sometimes folks just don't know how to help or how they can, or maybe they don't have a certain skill. They're thinking, hey, maybe I wasn't great in geometry, but we trust me, we have other needs. Like, for example, you know, we could always use math tutors and reading tutors and, help in our library for those things. We also could always use help with, crossing guard, mentor, lunch buddy, a classroom helper, you know, a clerical support, cafeteria playground monitor, any of those mm-hmm. types of things that you don't necessarily have to be highly trained in, that we could just use your support. If they're interested in that, Christina Rigdon, and it's like I said, this is all on the website. They can contact through her. There is a background check that they'll go through. And a lot of times people have a certain contact with a certain school. Mm-hmm. But we may have folks out there that maybe their kids are out of school. Maybe they've come through and they're not necessarily as tied to a school as they once were and would like to get that way. Trust me, we could use your help. So yeah. I encourage them to do that.
And again, if you have an hour a week or more, or maybe even once a week, I don't know all your needs, but you can easily develop a relationship with some students in a relatively short period of time.
That's exactly right.
Some of the other things that I know you got coming up, let's see, you've got a list in front of you. What else do we need to
mention? Yeah, right. One thing that our community will be seeing pretty soon now is talking about Old Madison. Mm-hmm. We are board approved on the 14th. Demolition of that building. We have talked to several different groups that might have some interest in it. However, we didn't come up with any meaningful bids. So we bid out the demolition of the entire building. Mm-hmm. And G&G Dozier, which is out of Caney, Kansas, had the best bid, which is the lowest bid. Mm-hmm. And they're going to begin their work in December, as early as December 1st. I think the project will take about 60 days. So for us, what we're looking at is, you know, probably by spring break, that building won't be there any longer.
Yeah.
And also they're going to take, also came up some discussion in the board meeting, what that would look like there. They'll actually take it to 24 inches below, and then we'll have dirt and they're going to seed it up above it too. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll be a green space above that. So that was the plan all along. That was the plan from the 2013 bond issue previously, you know, when we talked about going to a 4-year high school, which our second year in for Old Madison to move into the new building, which mm-hmm. is across the parking lot, which was the old Mid-High, which is originally Sooner High.
Keep on going back in history, I think.
It's quite a shuffle, yes. But so this is just kind of the next step in the process. And what I'm pleased about as a district is that, you know, we have, that's about 111,000 square feet that we won't have to insure and maintain and take care of. So that enables us to be more efficient.
And that is a significant amount of dollars, I'm sure, that you can find other uses for those same dollars in the budget someplace.
That's exactly right. And that's part of the plan over long. We reconfigured our secondary schools. We feel like we're set now. We're in good shape for growth mm-hmm. In terms of, obviously, with, I just described, Madison was a former high school. Central, actually, at one time was a former high school.
Yeah.
So we have space at those places. Our high school, obviously, we've added on to it. And so the good news is, secondary wise, we feel like we're set for growth. We've added on to our elementary schools from the 2007 bond mm-hmm. issue. So we feel like we're in good shape there as we continue to move forward.
And kind of as a contingent on that one as well, kind of improving the traffic flow at Hoover for drop off and pick up for mom and dad.
Yeah, we're talking about, now obviously over at Madison, New Madison, our plan is to put in a bus loop that goes behind the building. So that's on New Madison, which what used to be the Mid-High, like I said, that building. So not to confuse folks, but we're looking and to see if
how many years down the road do we have to call it New Madison?
Well, it's funny. I worked at the high school for 8 years, and there's several people I talked to. You just had to tell them that, okay, I work at College High. That's just the way. That's what they understood, which I understand that. I get it.
Yep.
Change is hard. So, but we are talking about Hoover. Actually, they've had some input from their staff about they'd like to. Ideally, you want to separate buses from car drop off, mm-hmm. and so we're hopeful, one idea that we're at least discussing, hopefully we'll be able to do it, As once Madison, old Madison, is demolished, that we'll be able to connect the directly east of the behind Hoover to what is the old Madison Drive, so that we could move eventually be able to move the parent drop off there. And do the bus drop off in the front, which is just four buses. So that enables us to get that traffic off Madison. So we're hopeful we're able to do that, work that into the process. And if we're not able to do that here, budget-wise, from the short term, this bond, I know that's something that'll come up in the future.
And I, like every other school district probably in the country, you're already planning your next bond issue, but we'll leave that one alone for a while.
Thank you.
Well, if you didn't have a plan, I'd be surprised. But
yes,
anyway.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this, and I'll tell our community, you know, we did have a plan for on our past bond issue, but our future bond issue, you know, we plan to keep our mill level where it is, to be competitive. You know, we're there just to continue to improve our facilities and be as efficient as we can.
Yeah. As far as the most recently passed bond issue, and I know we don't have a lot of time for this, but how's that coming along as far as the distribution of the Chromebooks and everything else is coming?
Sure. Well, from a facility standpoint, probably the first thing people are going to, well, actually two things. One, we are going to resurface the track at the high school. Mm-hmm. We're hoping the weather holds and we're able to do that over Christmas break. Secondly, at the December board meeting, we will hopefully be accepting bids to renovate our tennis courts at the high school. So that's something people will see in the spring. Mm-hmm. From a transportation standpoint, we're going to replace 15 buses and also add two activity buses. And our plan is to approve those in January. Then it'll be a matter of how many are in stock, how many will come in. So we'll be seeing new buses. We'll surplus our old ones, which we're very excited about. We did an extensive report at the October board meeting, about different type of fueling options to making sure that. So those transportation, that's another area that's going to make us much more efficient for the future. We're very excited to have that opportunity.
That's great. But again, the place to volunteer is give a call. Ideally, it's a central office, but you can volunteer at the local school site. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's where the need is. Okay. Actually, it's at the school sites, too. We need to clear them through the central office, through Christina Rigdon. Actually, she's housed at the high school.
Okay.
So, in other words, you know, if there's someone out there that wants to be at a certain, I want to be at Jane Phillips Elementary or Kane Elementary or Central Middle School or whatever, we can do that. We just need to go through a clearinghouse, get them in contact with the principal, and we'll get them plugged in.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
So you too. Superintendent Chuck McCauley with us this morning, and we've got news on the way in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Southeast Oklahoma recovering after he was shot by police in Edmond. Authorities say...